Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm, of course, joined by my homegirl and co-host, Miss Drama. Unfortunately, tonight, Mr. J's not going to be on, but we're going to hold it down and make it happen. Yeah, I know you miss him so much.
Terribly.
Yeah, I know y'all cupcake all the time, so. Anyway, if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You got questions, comments, concerns, feel free to hit us up, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. We look forward to hearing questions from you. You know, we enjoy that part. It makes me feel all good, warm, and gooey inside.
Gooey. Okay, gooey.
Gooey. and speaking of gooey, you know, of course, we always got to start off with the things that crazy people do. Starting with the giant penis that sprays confetti to promote safe sex, walking around in that suit.
I like it already.
You like it already? Well, if you in Norway, you'd be in love with it, because that's what they do there. Because I guess they're having an increase in STDs there.
Ew.
Yeah, they have a the slogan is "Penis can surprise you."
Cute.
Yeah. And so,
they're not lying.
Yeah.
But I bet you they put like $1 million into that campaign.
What?
Huh?
They feel like $1 million.
I bet you they put like $1 million into that like simple ass campaign.
Well, basically what it is, it's a, you know, they have a guy in the pizza suit, and it shoots out confetti.
Out of the tip, of course, right?
Right out of the Q-tip.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's promoting safe sex.
Yeah, and the guy, Philip Van Eck, you know, he was like, hey, I can help others just by being a dick. So, yeah. So maybe we should do that. What do you think?
You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, I'm saying we. Well, not we.
Yes, not we.
Okay. Yeah.
How about I hold the camera and y'all? No.
Yeah, we'll have Mr. J dressed up as a dick and walk around and shoot confetti out.
Wow. Yeah. Literally, wow.
Yeah. Literally.
Exactly.
Yeah, he might enjoy that. I don't know if I'm necessarily co-signing on that one.
He might be doing that right now.
True. That's very true. We'll have to poll him and ask him, like, hey, man.
We'll definitely have to figure that out.
Yeah, was you out in a penis suit walking around shooting out confetti in Jersey?
And don't lie.
Well, you know, of course, you know how I hate science. Well, scientific research that makes no sense to me. Like,
that I hate science.
Well, I don't necessarily hate science, but I hate scientific research that doesn't make sense, and they ask for things that, there was a report where they were, there are some people who believe that eating human placenta, raw, cooked, or dried out, has health benefits.
Yeah, I heard that a while ago.
Yeah, but I don't think people understand what the placenta is. You want to enlighten them on that one?
Yes, I do. The placenta is some gross shit that comes out of you after you have your baby. Your baby, the umbilical cord is like attached to it.
Yeah.
But why eat it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I just want to know, like, who came up with these variables for this research? Like, okay, let's see what's healthy for you. Let's start off with, and then wherever they started off at, they ended up with placenta.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's been recommended for pain reduction, strengthening the immune system, and better maternal bonding, or faster uterine recovery, and the prevention of postpartum depression. Although, I don't know. I think I'd be depressed if I ate the placenta.
So they basically saying that cannibalism cures all of that? Because if you eat a placenta, that's basically cannibalism.
I like the way you put that in my head, and now I have that gross thought.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah.
I'm here for you, your support, your needs.
I thank you for your support. I feel, once again, all warm and
tingly.
Yeah, all warm and gooey inside.
Here we go, back to the gooey.
Yeah, back to the gooey. Although, this should make you feel warm. Another one where they said there's evidence that good-looking people can get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So have you gotten away with a lot?
Oh, yeah.
What have you gotten away with? Oh, I've
gotten away with a lot.
I'm violating. My bad.
You are. You know, you asking me to incriminate myself.
Right, you're the snitch on the air.
Let's just say.
Yeah.
I've gotten away with a lot.
But there's supposedly a study on this. You know how I feel about these studies again. Where it says there's a beauty bias. And they say there's a largely unconscious preoccupation and a preference for physically attractive people.
Yeah, they are. Right. We got it bad.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, supposedly from the journal Frontiers in Neuroscience, they found that men are more likely to accept an unfair offer when it comes from a beautiful woman.
An unfair offer. Now, what the hell does that mean?
Meaning?
All is fair. How does that saying go? All is fair?
No, fair exchange ain't no robbery.
Well, that sounds about the same.
Yeah, no. An unfair offer is basically you saying, hey, if you buy me dinner, I will eat it. I might not necessarily talk to you, but I'll go to dinner with you, even though I don't like you, don't want to have anything to do with you, and I think you suck.
Well, if somebody buys me dinner, I'm going to eat it. That sounds pretty fair to me.
Yeah, but
what do I know? I'm basically blonde.
You're not blind.
I said basically. And that's what I mean.
So you going to feign ignorance on this one?
I am ignorant.
Wow. You going to do that one? You going to let that one roll like that?
Look, it is what it is. I'm really trying to be honest here. You know?
that's
if Jay was here, he would know what I was saying. He would agree with me wholeheartedly.
Yeah, he wouldn't. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
See, because we're men, and so the unfair offer is going toward us.
I'm gonna think of an unfair offer for you. I'm gonna make it.
All right. What's the unfair offer for me?
I gotta think of it.
Oh, you gotta think of it.
I have to really rack my brain on this.
Yeah. Don't think too hard. I don't want you to get a migraine over there.
I got some Aleve. I'll be all right.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to think for this one.
Are you going to think for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you. There's a Georgia woman who tried to steal 131 pairs of underwear. Now, as a woman, I mean, I can see like 3 or 4 pairs, but 131 pairs? You know, do you think that's a little bit too much?
I mean, Georgia, that's Atlanta. That's one of the boosting capitals of the world. So she was probably trying to make a profit. I wonder where she was stealing them from.
Well, she was.
You know?
She was stealing them out the store. I mean, does it really matter where she was stealing them from?
Hell yeah, nigga, because some Victoria's Secret shit, that's a little bit different than what you running out of Target or,
well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to make it even worse. She was stealing them out of Walmart.
Well, she was just trying to get caught. I think she just wants to go to jail. 136 of them? Where she? I don't get it.
131.
Well, that's hella funny.
Yeah. Out of Walmart. So you know they were cheap.
Mm. That's at a Wally World. She cheap. She should have thought bigger. You can do it if you gonna steal, nigga. Go to the top.
To the top?
That's all I'm saying. To the top. Get some good shit.
Well,
don't steal no shit niggas can buy.
She was a white woman.
Bruh, she can get off on insanity. That just sounds fucking crazy. That's it. It's crazy.
Not that white people can't be that word, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
She wasn't a big girl either. So unlike the woman that like was hiding the ham hocks and all that stuff in her pants, she didn't have a lot of room, so it was kind of obvious for her.
Well, that's hella funny and sad at the same time.
Yeah, she. I mean, for $750, she's going to jail. She tried to hide them in her purse, a handbag,
hold on,
and grocery
bag. It came up to $750?
Yeah.
She was about to return that shit and get some store credit.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think that you can do that.
Yeah, you can. They're going to give you a Walmart card.
Yeah, a Walmart card.
Mm-hmm. She can get some groceries. She could have did all kinds of shit with that. She could have sold it and got some cash money. People do that all the time.
I don't know nothing about that. I'll take your word for it.
Please do.
I will.
You know, one day you should just walk a mile in my shoes. You will learn a lot.
Walk a mile in your shoes? What do you think I'd learn?
Definitely about a lot of stuff you don't know nothing about.
You assume I don't know nothing about anything?
You just said you didn't know nothing about what I just said.
Yeah, stealing and bringing it back to Walmart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That, all that other stuff, See, what I found in life is most people suspect the obvious people. It's the unobvious folks that do all the damage and never get caught.
So that's what you out here doing is damage?
Could be. But you'd have to walk...
Just hold on yourself.
So you'd have to walk a mile in my 13 to find that out. I don't know if I can go, like, 10 steps in your shoes because you wear, like, a size 8 or 9. It's a little too small for me.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you. That just goes to show you.
But we'll switch shoes and I'll just step on the back of yours and we.
No. Let's not do that.
I'm saying.
Let's not even talk like that.
That's the only way we can walk that mile.
Well, honey, just take my word for it then.
See, why are you gonna punk out now?
You talking about stepping on the back of my shoes?
That's the only way I'm gonna walk that mile.
Mm-mm, you ain't gonna make it a mile. Nick. You step on the back of my shoes. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to calm it down a little bit since you seem to be a little hostile today.
Everything is calm?
I know you are. This is Jill Scott. Crossed my mind.
I was just thinking about you. Wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind. But it stunk on him, though. You know what they say. Everything ain't for everybody. But I tried anyway. You sure did smell good.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Miss Drama. That was Jill Scott. Crossed my mind. What crossed your mind, Miss Drama?
When?
Just now. I'm just curious.
I'm still thinking, like, why y'all never let me pick a song, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. What song would you like to be played, Miss Drama?
No, don't tease me.
I ain't teasing you. I'm asking you.
What do you mean? I don't get it. No, you can't ask me that.
You ask for it, and then when I ask you about it, you like, don't ask me.
Are you gonna play it?
Probably not, but ask away.
Okay, so
you never know. You never know. I might be.
Well, I like to know. Never say never. You know.
I'm not saying never. I'm just saying it depends, because you know that there's certain things that I can't let cross my mind. Not to make a play on the song, but
you did.
It's certain music that plays on the radio. If it was up to me, I would blow up every radio. I would have had the terrorists hit every radio station.
Wow.
Every pop top 40. See, I'm of the opinion, like Ice Cube, turn on the radio, turn that shit off. Top 40, pop 40, whatever, all of it. Every DJ who plays that, shot in the wrist.
Wow.
That's kind of how I feel about that drag queen music that they play on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And yes, I call it drag queen because it's imitation.
I mean, I guess I get it. I get it.
I'm just saying, I'm not a pop top 40 kind of guy.
A pop top.
Yeah, and see, even these hardcore rappers, they're like pop artists.
I mean, but that's what our whatever has evolved into. And I mean, I'm not upset with them for getting a check, but I get what you're saying. But don't just make it seem like that's all I'm going to want to hear.
I didn't say that. So tell me what.
But no, by you denying me even.
I'm not denying
chance.
You. Who's denying?
Have been denied.
Okay.
You wait. No, I can't even get it out. You've been denied me.
All right. So here's what we doing. I am undenying you. What would you like to hear, Ms. Drama?
I would like to hear. Much more. De La Soul.
De La Soul, really? Why are you lying?
Sure.
Why are you lying?
That is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world.
De La Soul is one of your favorite groups.
No, I said that's one of my favorite songs.
You said De La Soul.
Right, the song Much More. You didn't hear that part?
No.
Are you guys selective hearing?
All right, I have selective hearing sometimes.
That's the first step right there.
Okay, well, I'm on the first step to recovery.
I'm clapping for you.
You're clapping for me, thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Well, you know what, let's just...
There it is.
Hey, if you're going to clap for me, we're going to just go all out and just clap.
Might as well.
Not going to happen.
You deserve it.
Hey, you know, I'm fit. And the fact that you said De La Soul, I bow down to you. Being
wow.
That's my favorite rap group of all time.
So, you're making me gooey.
Yeah, I'm feeling really, really gooey right now. I mean, if I squeeze one of my shoulders, some goo probably come out.
Now that is disgusting. Oh shit!
Well, I got something for you. See, there's some British guys who who have made are making glowing condoms that change colors if you have an STD.
Yes, hats off to these cats. Now this was some research I can get behind. Like this is the truth. This is has a point. You know, so they need to send them to Norway instead of.
Well, and they're in British, and so basically what they said was that the condoms would contain molecules that attach to STD bacteria and shine with a fluorescent glow. The concept is called STI.
I'm like, yeah, nigga, you glowing. I'm out. That'll be so funny. But, you know, now.
Yeah.
Because more than likely.
Hold on.
Somebody already has some STDs. They're not really going to be wanting to put a condom on anyway.
But here's the thing. Now, if. What if. And if. This is just out there. What if the woman has STD? And so when the man sticks the penis in with the condom, all of a sudden it's glowing.
Well, he got the condom on anyway, so. Touche.
Yeah.
Touche, dirty bitches. It's good. We just gotta worry about y'all.
Really?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm celibate.
Oh, you're celibate now?
I've been celibate for a while.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not easy, but you know.
Nah, I celebrate your celibacy. I commend you. As always, I bow down to your infinite celibacy.
You bow down to it. Don't say stuff like that.
What?
Testing me.
I'm giving you props for being celibate. I can tell you, it's a hard thing to do. So, shout out to you. I hope it works out for you.
I mean, it should.
Now, there's a thing that the Huffington Post started that I'm not quite understanding. They came out with a Black Lives Matter. I'm like, I don't know, not Black Lives Matter, Black Health Matters. And I'm like, I don't quite understand it. I get it to a point. They're like, well, Black Lives Matter, but Black Health Matters. Like, Black folks don't care about their health either. I don't know about that one.
So the Huffington Post said it?
Yeah, they added a section that's called Black Health Matters.
Did a black person add it?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I'm speechless.
Yeah, I'm not.
Why would that matter when they just killing us anyway?
That's a good question.
They want to kill some healthy niggas? I mean, some healthy N-words.
Anywhere. Speaking of healthy N-words, so what do you think about gay marriage?
I think it's a beautiful, twisted thing.
Why is it twisted?
Because it's like so far from what was considered normal that, you know, I just, everything is twisted around now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confusing, but I mean, if you love somebody, I guess, but I think this ain't just going to be the end of it, you know.
The end of what?
None of this.
My feelings on this are different. because I look at everything historically. I see it as it's not a big, it's just a reversion back to the way it used to be, because in actuality, in ancient European culture, gay marriage was kind of like the norm. You know, there's a certain word called pederasty. It was like Greek philosophy. It was actually their religion, where pedophilia is the word that comes from pederasty. I mean, I've talked about it before. I'm gonna keep talking about it because people are always thinking that gayness started in like 1979, when actually all your ancient cultures, they kind of did that. Well, ancient European cultures, it was like the norm. I mean, the reason why they had the plague in Europe in the first place in the Middle Ages, because the Roman Catholic Church banned bathing, because the bathhouses were where it was getting it cracking. So people stopped bathing, and so they started getting diseases and stuff. Yeah. They could have used them glowing condoms back then. but, yeah, I mean, for me, gay marriage is not even an issue. I don't even know why it's such a big deal. I mean, they put that on the front page, but then they don't put on the front page the fact that the Supreme Court voted down they gave the police the right to, they can search your house without a warrant now.
Why?
Oh, because that stuff doesn't get headlines. Gay marriage get a headline. Oh, you can marry Scott. Okay. But they ain't tell you about the fact that you can get your house raided by the police without
no probable cause, for no nothing.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I mean, you do know that the same day that Sotomayor was brought in as the justice, that your right to have a lawyer was taken away also?
What?
Yeah, police don't have to offer you up a lawyer. You're on your own now. So they can basically bust into your house without a warrant, take you down. You say, I want my lawyer. They're like, yeah, not going to happen. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, gay people can get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we sacrificed for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. Many people's lives were lost. Untold million.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you remember that last gay rally when they were like spraying the water hoses and let the dogs loose on them?
No. Oh, no. When was that?
That one, remember? When was that one? Back in 2018, 2007, what? Yeah. No, nobody can remember that one.
You don't either.
When they had that sit-in, when they couldn't get nothing to eat at the diner, the restaurant, and
they was gay.
Yeah, they was gay. They was sitting in because they wasn't getting served because they were gay, and you know, that one, remember back in 19, no?
Nope, not ringing the bell.
Remember that one either? Well, what about, the water fountain. You know, the separate but not equal? If you was gay, you couldn't drink out the water fountain?
I remember that.
You don't remember?
So they oppressed them like they oppressed us?
Yeah, I'm saying, but you don't remember it. That's what happened. It had happened on that that day during the week of that week? No.
Crickets.
Yeah, I'm trying, because you know, the battle for equal rights, gay people, and all the suffering they had to go through. Remember the Jim Gay laws? They were like parallel to the Jim Crow laws.
Damn.
Jim Gay? No, you don't remember the Jim Gay laws?
No.
Nope. Damn. All right. Okay. So they got to drink out the water fountain?
The gay people?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm because you know, because I always hear gay is the new black, right? So I'm saying if gay is the new black, I'm like, we gonna parallel what happened. Like, you know, there's what happened with black folks, and then we parallel the struggles that gay folks went through. Like when they couldn't drink from their water fountain, but I don't think you remember that happening. I don't remember that happening either.
Yeah, I don't really remember that happening.
So what about when well, there wasn't the water hose or the dogs. When they was hanging gay people because they were gay and burning them and cutting their balls off, no, that didn't happen.
Did it?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
I really am.
Oh, well, stop.
Okay. You know, I was trying to see anybody could, like, help me remember when that happened.
You clarified it to death. What else do you want?
I don't know. I guess I just wanted to clarify it to death.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think it's really, 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 really clarified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
If you only knew the clarification that now we know.
I mean, we know.
I actually feel it.
You feel it?
I feel it.
I feel it too. It's so horrifying for gay folks. I'm glad that they got married. I just hope that they don't get any warrants and had the police run up in their place or get arrested, because you might be married, but you don't have rights to a lawyer. I think that
was supposed to.
Yeah. I think that one might be a little bit more traumatic for them than the fact they can't get married.
See, they I'm sure they do not care. That's not at the top of their priority.
Yeah.
They just want to be able to get married now. I hope they're happy.
Yeah.
They can be miserable like everybody else. Don't they know? Most marriages end in divorce.
Yeah. I know a little bit about that.
Don't say that.
I won't. I will say this, though. We're going to move on to another subject.
Moving right along.
Oh, move right along. You know, as you know, everybody's in on that. We gotta remove the Confederate flag and everything that got something to do with the Confederate flag. I don't really care too much about it. It doesn't make me any difference either way. Now they're talking about the film Gone with the Wind. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
Yeah, it's an old movie where the only line that I remember is like, "Frankly, my dear Charlotte, I don't give a damn."
I don't give a damn. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, it comes from that film. Anyway, now they're like, we shouldn't
we shouldn't show Gone with the Wind because it makes the Civil War and the Confederacy look romantic.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, one, the majority of the people who exist now have not seen Gone with the Wind and probably don't plan on watching it anytime soon.
But are they still showing that in school?
No.
They don't?
You can't get no kids to sit. That movie is 3.5 hours long.
Or maybe even 4 hours. It's a long movie.
Well, it's even not the movie. Aren't they still reading the book?
It probably would be the most boring read ever for a kid.
But they used to have to read that in school.
Maybe.
We had to read a lot of boring shit.
I agree. But I never read it. So, I mean, I remember we had to read The Scarlet Letter. I remember I'm like, God has cursed me because we had to read this book.
By the time we had to do it, it was a movie. We got to watch that.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
No, I liked it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you.
You know, just a woman being branded with the scarlet letter, but the man wasn't. Kind of sexism.
Bro, I'm used to that shit. She should have been, too. I mean, am I right? It's not new.
Yeah, it's definitely not new. It is definitely not new.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know if we necessarily want to get used to it. But, you know, I'm sitting up here because getting back to what we was talking about earlier, we were talking about Gay as the New Black and how everybody is kind of sort of on the, oh, we got to get rid of this, we got to get rid of that. What do you think about me going way back and talking about what real oppression really looked like and felt like? I'm going to go back to arguably, and don't be mad at me, but this is probably the saddest song ever written.
What, Gangsta Lean?
Gangsta Lean is not a sad song.
That is a sad song.
It didn't make me cry.
Just because it didn't make you cry doesn't mean it wasn't a sad song.
All right. Well, this song is actually Ethel Waters, and it's called Supper Time. And I'll let y'all decide whether or not y'all think it's a sad song. We're going to go on break, and we're going to see if we can say parallel Gay as the New Black and if they had to deal with what this song was talking about.
Oh.
How'll I keep from crying when I'll bring a supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board?
By my co-host, Miss Drama. That was Ethel Waters, Supper Time. You know, one of them little known things that people forget that, you know, there were kids and family that were kind of left out when you talk about that strange fruit that was hanging from the trees.
Damn.
Yeah. They've kind of connected to people. And as the song says, you got to explain to the kids why daddy ain't coming home. A conversation. Yeah, a conversation that you don't never want to have. Why are they hanging? Why they hang daddy? Oh, well, because he look like you.
Anyway. That's like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Once again, the whole hanging phenomenon, I don't know if that necessarily happened to other folks, but I'm not going to revisit that. I am not going to revisit that.
Okay.
But I am going to talk about all the black churches being burnt down all of a sudden.
They burnt down some churches?
Yeah, it's been 5 so far.
In how long?
What you mean, how long?
I mean, 5 and how long?
In the past week and a half.
Damn.
You know nothing about that one?
Nope. Pretty, you know, clueless. This is how I get my news anyway, every week.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing. It's a Southern tradition.
A Southern tradition.
Yeah, burning down black churches. No, I always hear people, you know, different parts of the country who, you know, they talk about certain things. They think they understand how the country works. It's like, yeah, you from Cali, or you just been in Cali for a while. You don't quite understand how it go. Like my arguments with Mr. J, you know, it's like, yeah, you in New York. There's a reason why there's like so many people in New York, because they was all trying to escape.
Escape from somewhere.
Oh, they all, well, New York was a free state, so, well, one of the free states, so that's the reason why there's so many of them up there. But I was trying to tell them, hey, you know, you can kind of leave now, but they kind of refuse to leave. So that's why so many of them in that little small spot.
You told them they could leave now.
Yeah, they slavery's over. Unless you're a female and you get caught up in the legal slave trade where they can steal you from another country, bring you over here and make you prostitute. they call it sex trafficking now as opposed to slavery.
It's the same damn thing now.
Technically it's not, because it's sex trafficking. Don't you know? If you say a different word, it's not the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to figure that out, how to make that work for me.
Well, it's sort of like the church is being burned. They don't say that that's terrorism. That's just churches are burning mysteriously.
No, it's not mysteriously. It's sad, though. I hadn't heard that, but it's definitely sad.
Yeah, it's something that's been happening since the dawn of independent black churches here in America. Something that hasn't quite changed in any way, shape, or form. And I don't see it changing in any way, shape, or form. I mean, just by the fact that it's not front page news.
I mean, they create what the news is, so it's not. It's never going to be.
Well, that's the point. We're talking about the fact that this is something that's obviously happening. And five or more burnt down in a week and a half. I mean, it's kind of serious.
I mean, yeah, it's been that way.
Obama said a speech. He said, hey, we should stop doing that.
Oh, that's going to fix it all.
Yeah, don't you know?
Hey, I just put my trust in that. Fuck it.
Yeah, my trust is all in that, too. I wouldn't pull out my gun or anything. Just say, you know what? Obama did a speech, and the Lord's going to take care of it.
I heard that.
I know. Some folks be like, hey, you blaspheming. But I'm saying that, you know, last time I checked in the Bible, there was people who fought for theirs. It's kind of in there.
Well, I mean,
fighting I don't recall that part in the Bible where it says, you know what, don't fight for yours, don't defend yours. There's that whole part where you defend yours. And last time I checked, you know, the Israelites, they were supposed to go through and slaughter all the people to get to their chosen land. That's in there. Just a thought.
It's a few thoughts.
Yeah, somebody's coming toward your church with a, you know, a bomb or whatnot. If you shot them.
We should go to church strapped.
Well, hey, they strapped in school.
Who?
Teachers. There's a few schools where the teachers are strapped, like in Utah. As I reported, when the woman shot herself accidentally in the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's what she gets.
Right, but, I mean, they are allowed to be strapped. So, if you can be strapped in school, just in case that fifth grader throw a temper tantrum, you can shoot him in the ankle. I'm saying, maybe you need to be strapped at church.
I mean, it's not like we definitely do.
Yeah. Might save your church from being bombed and blown up, burnt to the ground. You let them know.
Why ain't the hell out of that?
Yeah, we kind of strapped.
So you mean to tell me you're supposed to have Sister Jenkins and Sister Parker up there?
Yep, in the front.
With their little 44s.
Yep. 44s, 45s. Preacher can have his shotgun behind the pew. I mean, think about it. When the guy walked into the church and sat there, he starts shooting. If they pull out theirs, or if he knows that they got theirs there, he's like, maybe I won't pull out.
I heard the hell out of that.
I mean, ain't that how that goes?
It's just sad. I don't know when all this bullshit is going to stop.
I'm making the suggestion. You know, if because he got to give himself up willingly. So you see the video, they just walk up to him, hey, you know, give up. Ain't shooting, they didn't punch him in the face or nothing.
Yeah, they didn't do none of that, and they took him to Burger King.
Right. So the point is, that can happen for him. I'm saying, prevention, if he's known that Sister Jenkins was strapped, maybe he don't pull out.
But don't nobody need Sister Jenkins and her cataract trying to aim and shoot no gun. You're going to shoot probably, you know, it might have more of a...
Well, see what's...
Catastrophic.
Yeah, we talking about the prevention part, though. See, if he knows that Sister Jenkins, Brother Johnson, and the Rev is strapped, he's like, damn, if I pull out, I might get pulled out on. Just a thought. I'm just saying. I've heard it works.
It probably will.
Yeah, you go to some places where everybody's strapped. You don't have to worry about whether or not somebody's going to pull out, because they know, hey, ain't that how you have nuclear deterrent? Because everybody's got nuclear weapons, so nobody's going to fire them? Ain't that kind of like the stalemate?
I mean,
ain't that what they say?
That is.
So, I mean, all you people who go to church, you ain't got to be scared no more. Take your strap. The Lord will guide your aim.
I got to start going back to church.
Yeah. And on that note, for this drama being strapped in church, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, this is another Smooth Drama presentation. And, as always, we out. Shout out to Mr. J. Hopefully everything gets better. And we're going to holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Later.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.